圣经，跟大家一起来学习啊，主耶稣论无知。
I'd like to use the scripture to share with everyone the foolishness from the perspective of Lord Jesus.
我们现在的人如果被人称作无知，这常常是一个极大的耻辱。
It's a great insult nowadays for someone to be called foolish.
教育水准高，文化高，所以我们知识相当的丰富。
So education is better and we're more cultured, we become more educated.
那人活着越久，人生经验相当的丰富。
And when as a person ages, is on this world longer, they gain much more experience.
所以对人生每一件事情的判断力能够相当的准确。
And so they have very good decision-making skills and discernment in this world.
这叫做智慧。
And this is termed wisdom.
所以有时候年轻人跟老年人能够多做朋友，这是好的。
And so it's a good thing for the youth to befriend an older man or woman.
因为年轻有知识，老年有智慧。
Because a younger person has knowledge and the older has wisdom.
那我们人生可能就过得不错。
And so then you, in this way, can live life a little better.
但是在圣经里面有一个例子。
In the Bible, there's an example.
在人看起来是很有智慧。
That in the human perspective, it seems like something that's full of wisdom.
但是主耶稣看他却是无知。
But Jesus saw it as something that was foolish.
那我们来试着来看看这个是怎么一回事。
And so let's study this account and see what's going on.
我们看路加福音十二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章。
Luke 12.
从十六节到二十一节。
Luke 12 verse 16 through 21.
路加十二章十六节到二十一节。
Luke chapter 12 verse 16 through 21.
十六节。
16. Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops? So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, Fool, This night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
这个地方主耶稣讲一个比喻。
And here Jesus told a parable.
他说有个财主田产丰盛。
It says there was a certain rich man that yielded plentifully.
那接下去从十七节开始，他就在提到这个财主的人生哲学。
And then in verse 17 on, he begins to talk about the philosophy of this rich fool.
可能我们没有从来没有想过我的人生哲学是什么。
Perhaps you have never thought about your own philosophy.
但是我们生活的内容就在呈现出我们对生活的一套想法。
But the content, whatever happens in our lives, actually represents our philosophy or our thoughts towards life.
但可惜的就是我们对人生的一些想法常常是从父母承传的，从社会文化里面去接受的。
But unfortunately, a lot of the concepts we have about life comes from our parents or from the culture and society.
所以人活了几十年之后，大部分每个人的人生理想活法大概都一样。
And so after a decade or so of existence, everyone has a similar concept towards life.
如果你看到有一个人，他的人生有不同的活法。
And if you see a person, observe a person who has a different set of life values.
很可能他有受过什么哲学思想，或者他有什么特别的宗教信仰。
Then perhaps they were influenced by some kind of philosophical thinking or influenced by some religion.
所以他才能够超越这个世俗文化的影响，来到用另外一种生活来过他的日子。
That's why they're able to transcend past the secular and cultural influence to live their life.
那这个也就是宗教的力量。
And this is also the power of religion.
要使我们的人生哲学能够超越世俗很平凡的 能够进到一个很特别的一种想法跟活法。
To allow us to transform our life philosophies into a new way of thinking and a new way of living.
所以虽然这里说财主，我们常想我也不是财主。
And so here it mentions about a rich person, a rich man, and if we think about it, we're probably not rich.
所以这个比喻跟我没有关系。
So maybe it doesn't pertain to me.
但是我们主要要想的就是他的人生思想。
But what we should focus on, rather, is his thought towards life.
那如果从十七节一直念到十九节
，If we read from verse 17 to 19,
我们用现代的话再把它改写
，And if we use a more modern perspective to look at it,
说我的出厂没有收藏怎么办呢
？It says, "What shall I do since I have no room to store my crops?"
就是我的收入越来越多怎么办呢
？Which means, in other words, my salary is increasing. I have greater and greater income. What should I do?
十八节
，Verse 18,
在古时候就盖更大的仓房。
And so in those days, they will build bigger barns.
那现在就是买股票，买房地产。
No, nowadays, we put it in investments towards stocks or real estate.
No, 做更多的投资。
And to make even greater investments with our income.
或者在你的退休账户里面能够积更多的钱。
Or perhaps accumulate even more wealth in our retirement fund.
就用我们现在的话语来描写。
And this is to you take on a modern perspective in looking at this passage.
那到十九节。
19.
我对灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多财物，可以多年的费用，只管安安逸的享受快乐吧。
I say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease.
以现在的话来讲，你不必工作这么多了，提早退休。
In today's words, means that I don't need to work so much, retire early.
因为你一辈子都用不完啊。
Because you have more than you can use in your lifetime.
那提早退休做什么
？So what's the point of retiring early?
安安逸逸的吃喝快乐。
So that you can eat, drink, and be merry.
享受你后半生的人生。
To enjoy the latter half of your life.
那如果我们把这个改写用现在的言语来看
，If we change this to today's terms.
原来发现我们的人生哲学跟这个财主是一样的。
Then we realize that our thoughts and our concepts towards life and our life's philosophy is the same as this rich man.
所以你发现了，你如果在公司上班，差不多每个人的想法都一样。
And so if you're working in a company, you'll realize that almost every one of your colleagues has the same kind of thoughts.
如果你在世界上有朋友，说每个想法都是这样。
And most of your friends in this world would also have the similar line of thinking.
那这个当然在世界上看起来就是一种智慧。
And of course, this in this world is considered a type of wisdom.
懂得把握机会
that you're able to take hold of opportunity when it comes.
好像蚂蚁
just like the ants.
夏天要积蓄食物
In the summertime, they accumulate their food.
冬天就不会饿死
And so they will not starve when winter comes.
所以年轻力壮，努力要赚钱
So when we're young and strong and able, we strive hard to earn a lot of money.
到人生年纪大，你就可以享受你年轻所劳虑的结果。
And so, as we get older, then we can enjoy the fruits of our labor.
那到底这样的人生，主耶稣怎么看
？So how does Jesus look at this type of life?
二十节
，verse 20.
神对他说：“无知的人。”
God said to him, "Fool."
所以在神看起来，这样的人生哲学，这样的人生的过法是无知的。
And so, to God, this kind of life perspective is foolish.
这个是当头一棒打下去，要让我们醒过来。
And He wants to whack us over the head and awaken us.
原来我们人认为最理想的人生目标进行的方式，在神看起来这是无知的。
What we think is a very ideal way of living, in our life perspective, is foolish in the eyes of God.
那我们。刚刚从整个念过去啊，十七节到二十一节。
We read from verse 17 to 21.
你仔细看这个财主。
If you look closely at the rich man.
他好几次都提到我。
There's many times where he emphasized I.
十七节。
Verse 17. What shall I do?
十八节。
Verse 18.
我要怎么办呢
？I will. What shall I do?
十九节。
Verse 19.
对我的灵魂说。
And I will say to my soul.
所以他的整个思维中心就是我。
And so he was centered around himself.
所以他的人生的定位是以我做中心。
The center of his life consisted of just himself.
这样来考虑事情。
And this is how he analyzed and made his decisions.
这样有什么不对
？What's wrong with this picture?
我们大家都知道，如果我们要做一个很重要的投资
，We all know that if we want to make an important investment，
很多的钱要投进去
，You're putting a large sum of money into an investment。
我们常常会找到很多的顾问，从各个不同的角度来给我们一个建议。
We will often seek after different advisors to give us the best advice。
然后我们再做一个判断。
And then we will make our decision based on the facts。
到底要怎么做
？And what shall we do next？
那如果我们生病
，But if we are sick,
要做一个很重大的手术
，And we need to make a very very important requires an important surgery.
我们常常会寻求第二个意见
，We often seek a second opinion,
或者第三个意见
，Or even a third.
而且要看这个第二个意见、第三个意见跟你原来的意见有什么不同
，And you want to find the differences between the second and third opinion to the first.
那这个不同代表什么？
And what do these differences represent?
那哪一个方式对我最好？
And then which method is more beneficial to me?
那这个财主的无知就是他的整个生活就是封闭的，就是自我。
And so the foolishness of this rich man is actually because that his life was closed off to anything else except for himself.
以圣经来讲，他就是神啊。
And so he felt like he was a God himself.
他已经取代神的地位了。
Because he had already replaced himself, he had replaced God with himself in his life.
没有比他更大的。
There's nothing greater than himself in his life.
所以我们就发现我们人的定位很重要。
So we come to find that our perspective is very important.
定位啊，你人生的定位在哪里？
That
是我做中心还是神做中心？
That whoever it's the center of our life is very important. Do we want God to be the center of our lives, or does our life revolve around ourselves?
如果我做中心，我的想法、我的计划就算数。
If I'm the center of my life, then my decisions, my planning, counts.
但是还有一个神的存在。
But we tend to forget about God's existence.
所以我们每一件事情啊，有两个看法。
So in everything that we do, there's two ways to look at it.
一个是我们的看法。
One is from our own perspective.
一个是神的看法。
And the other is from God's.
所以这个无知的人啊，他不晓得神怎么看。
So this foolish man had no idea how God was looking at this situation.
也就是他在做他的人生计划，他没有第二个意见。
Which means that when he was planning for his life, he did not seek that second opinion.
让他来比较这有什么不同。
For him to compare what the differences were between his thoughts.
让他来比较这个不同到底带来的结果是什么。
And for him to realize what kind of results will come about by comparing other opinions to his.
我们看以赛亚书的64章。
Let's refer to Isaiah 64.
以赛亚书六十四。
Isaiah 64.
64章第八节。
Isaiah 64 verse 8.But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are potter. And all we are, the work of your hand. Verse 9, Do not be furious, O Lord, nor remember iniquity forever. Indeed, please look, we all are your people.
第八节说，我们啊，你是我们的父。
Verse 8, it says that you are our Father.
我们是从你而出来。
And we have come from you.
我们是你。
We are the clay.
你是油窑匠。
And you are potter.
我们是被造的。
We are the created.
我们都是你手下的工。
And we are all the work of your hand.
所以原来人是被造的。
And so we find that we humans are created.
被造就是它是有限的。
Being the one that's created means that we are limited.
智慧有限，我们看的距离有限。
Our wisdom is limited and our foresight is limited.
能力有限。
And our power is limited.
造我们的神是无限的。
But the creator, God, he is limitless.
人会改变。
And humans will change.
神不会改变。
But God never changes.
所以圣经才说，神的意念高过人的意念。
And so that's why the Bible says that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
因为我们人在看人，常常即使我们一生没有活过，你也不晓得人生怎么一回事。
And because when we may not know much about life.
因为有很多日子我们没有活过。
Because there's many days that we have still have not lived yet.
但是神在看人。
But when God looks at a person,
我们还没有被造, 神就知道我们的存在,
even before our creation, God already knows of our existence.
我们要住多久?
How long we shall live?
我们要住在哪里?
Where should we shall live?
神都知道,
and God knows all of it.
所以神在看人是很清楚的,
and so God has a clear understanding of man.
人在看自己是不清楚的,
but man cannot see himself clearly.
人是在神的掌管中,
and humans are in the control of God.
因此这个, 少年的这个财主啊, 他的无知就是不晓得, 生命是在神的控制之中。
And so the foolishness of this rich man is that he did not realize that his life was in the hands of God.
所以我们看, 回来看, 路加福音12章,
so let's turn back to Luke chapter 12.
20节,
Luke 12 verse 20.
说今夜必要你的灵魂, 你所预备要归于谁呢?
It says that tonight your life shall be required of you, then who will those things be which you have provided?
这个代表什么?
What does this represent?
这代表你可以努力的积存,
this means that you can strive hard to accumulate wealth.
但是有一天,
but one day, you will lose these things.
你不能够永久的拥有,
and you cannot keep these things forever.
所以神在人的生命中掌权,
and so God has authority and dominion in our lives.
他不晓得这一点啊。
But this rich man did not realize this point.
那这个不晓得神在人的尊中掌权到底在神看起来是怎么一回事?
And so how does God look at the way that this this foolish man was thinking?
有时候我们看到 这个子女跟父母很好,
sometimes we may observe that the children have a good relationship with their parents.
那现在孩子要买房子就跟父母商量就去买了。
When their kids are about to purchase a home, they discuss it with their parents.
你会想想看, 这个孩子的太太会有什么想法?
What do you think the wife of the child would think?
她觉得被忽略了。
She might feel neglected.
她觉得没有被尊重。
She may not feel disrespected.
因为结婚已经是一体了。
Because once you're married, you become one body.
你怎么连买房子做决定都没有注重我的意见呢?
How can you neglect your spouse's opinion when you're purchasing and making a major purchase such as a home?
那你如果做很多的决定啊, 配偶都没有加进去, 这个婚姻会发生问题。
If you make a lot of important decisions without your spouse's opinion, there will be problems in the marriage.
那我们这个整个人生的方向要怎么活?
And especially when it comes to our decision in how to live our life.
我们可以计划,
and we can plan for it.
但是一定要让神来参与这个决定。
But we must involve God in this decision-making process.
这是一种敬畏神的表现。
This is demonstrating our fear of the Lord.
我们来看雅各书第四章。
Let's turn to James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章。
James 4.
16节。
James 4 verse 16.
第四章16节。
James 4, verse 16. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Here it says that you boast in your arrogance. Everyone knows it's not good to boast. Because this is a sign of arrogance. And so this is evil. But if we read closely, verse 16 is actually the conclusion.
那13节到15节, 这是一个生意人的计划。
And verse 13 to 15 talks about the plan of a businessman.
他说我在这里住一年做买卖。
He says, I'll stay here for a year to buy and sell.
那这个计划有什么不对呢? 我们不是天天在计划吗?
So what's wrong with this kind of planning? Don't we plan every day?
14节,
verse 14.
生命是什么?
What is life?
也是一片云雾。
What is your life? It is even a vapor.
15节,
verse 15.
我们只当说, 主若愿意, 我可以活着也可以做这个事, 做那个事。
Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that.
所以我们可以计划,
so we can plan.
但是要保留一个空间, 让神来改变我们的计划。
But we must leave space for God to be able to change those plans.
要尊重神对我们的主权。
We need to respect the free will that the Lord has given us.
圣经说我们是神重价买来的。
The Bible says that we were bought at a great price.
你在百货公司里没有付钱, 钱拿东西就是小偷。
And if you go to the department store and you don't pay money for the merchandise, then you're considered a thief.
但是如你如果付了钱，再贵重的珠宝你都可以拿走。
But if you once you pay that that price, no matter how expensive that jewelry is, you can take it out with you.
主耶稣付出他的宝血，把我们从魔鬼的手下赎出来。
Jesus has shed his blood as the price for our sin to take us away from the dominion of Satan.
今天我们是属于主耶稣的。
And today we belong to Jesus Christ.
属于他，他就是我们的主。
And we belong to him, and he is our Lord.
所以我们在做计划的过程不能够把主耶稣一脚踢开，我要怎么办就怎么办。
And so when we're making our life plans, we can't just push the Lord to the side and do what we feel like.
没有尊重神的主权就是张狂夸口。
When we don't respect the Lord's sovereignty, that is boasting in our arrogance.
没有尊重主权就是恶的。
And if we don't respect, fear the Lord's sovereignty, that is evil.
所以十七节。
And so verse 17.
四章十七节。
Chapter 4, verse 17.
人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪。
And therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin.
什么是罪？
What is sin?
知道善不去行就是罪。
One that knows to do good and does not do it.
那十七节是十三节到十六节的结论。
And the 17 is a conclusion from verse 13 to 16.
可见这个善就是尊重神为主。
Which means that doing good is respecting or fearing the Lord's sovereignty.
没有尊重神为主，这个就是恶，这个就是罪，这个就是张狂夸口。
And if you don't respect Jesus as your Lord, then that is sin. That is boasting in our arrogance.
所以这个财主竟然不知道，他这样计划其实是得罪神。
And so this rich man fool did not realize that his plans was actually sinning against God.
是张狂夸口。
Because he was boasting in his arrogance.
因为他不知道。他有一个主人，就是天上的神。
For he did not realize that he had a master, which is the heavenly Father.
因此，神说他是无知的。
And therefore, the Lord said he is foolish.
所以，这个让我们来想想看呢，我们的计划应该要怎么来做
？This makes us think about our own plans.
好，我们现在再回来看。
Let's turn back to Luke.
路加福音十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
这个财主啊，为什么会想说哦，盖的仓房盖更大，好在那收藏？
Why would this rich man want to build a greater barn to store all of his crops and goods?
如果我们从二十二节一直读到三十二节
If we read from verse 22 to 32,
主耶稣在告诉我们不要为生活忧虑，吃什么穿什么。
The Lord teaches us that to not worry about our life, what we will eat or what we will wear.
为什么？
Why?
因为二十三节
Verse 23.
生命胜于饮食，衣裳身体胜于衣裳。
Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing.
神如果养活飞鸟，神也会养活我们。
If God feeds the ravens, He will also feed us.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
神如果养和装饰百合，神也会装饰我们。
And if God clothes the lilies, He will also clothe us.
所以我们需要努力赚钱呢。最基本的原因是我们生活有这个需要。
And so we strive to make money. The most fundamental reason is because it is a need in our life.
但是人想要积蓄更多，常常是为着安全感。
But people tend to want to accumulate even more for a greater sense of security.
因为安全感有了，所以以后你就不怕我事业。失业了。
And when they have the sense of security, they will not fear about losing their jobs or careers.
所以我们可以看到，这个财主的安全感是建筑在他所拥有的东西。
And so we see that this rich man's sense of security is all built upon his possessions.
但是主耶稣说，我们的安全感应该是建筑在神对我们的应许。
But Lord teaches us that our security should be based upon the Lord's promises.
这两个有一个很大的差别。
It's a very great difference between these two things.
那当然，神让我们赚很多钱，这也好。
Of course, it's a good thing if the Lord blesses us to gain more wealth.
但是如果我们心里只依靠我们所有的财产，
but if our heart is only dependent upon our wealth,
而我们忘记了依靠造我们的神。
And we forget to place our reliance upon our Creator, God.
这个也得是得罪神。
And this is sinning against God.
我们看以赛亚书三十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 30.
以赛亚书的三十章。
Isaiah 30.
第一节。
Isaiah 30 verse 1. Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord, who take counsel but not of me, and who devise plans, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. Verse 2, who walk to go down to Egypt and have not asked my advice, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt.
Here it
says that the Israelites experienced adversity.
And
they are the chosen people of God.
他就想说用政治上的结盟跟埃及结盟就能够抵挡巴比伦。
And they try to make political alliances with Egypt to defend against Babylon.
那神就不高兴了。
And God was not God was angered by this.
说这个是罪上加罪。
He says that this is adding sin to sin.
本来是拜偶像得罪神, 所以神才会用巴比伦来攻他们。
Originally God sent Babylon to attack them because they were worshiping false idols.
那现在他没有求问神, 他去找埃及。
But now they did not seek the Lord's counsel, but rather they sought after Egypt.
所以神就说你这个是罪上加罪。
And that is why the Lord said that they may add sin to sin.
第三节,
Verse 3.
所以法老的力量不做你们的羞辱。
So therefore the strength of Pharaoh shall be your shame.
因此神所希望是我们心里的最深处, 天天对神的一种仰望跟依靠。
And so God's wish for us is that in our deepest part of our being, we have this longing and reliance only for Him.
透过我们的仰望跟依靠, 使我们跟神的关系能够很亲密。
And with this reliance and this longing for Him, we build a very close relationship with God.
但是现在他积了很多在仓房里面。
But now this rich man has stored up a great wealth in his barn.
他的仰望跟依靠是这一些东西, 而不是天上的神。
And his longing and his hope is in these possessions.
所以这一些东西 往往就会成为他跟神疏离的一个因素。
And so these things will cause the divide or separation between him and God.
因此雅古尔才说, 求神不要让我太贫穷。
And that is why Iger said that ask the Lord not to let him become too poor.
太贫穷啊, 会偷盗。 Steal.
Because if you're too poor, then you may resort to stealing.
我常常讲一个见证。
And I often say a testimony.
有一次到赖比瑞亚去。
That one time I was in Liberia.
联合会最后一天, 禁食祷告。
The last day of spiritual convocation, we have fasting prayer.
我买了一个面包, 请这个赖比瑞亚的工人帮我看面包。
We bought a loaf of bread and we asked the Liberian holy workers to look after that bread.
联合会完,
and after the spiritual convocation, they've already finished half that loaf.
我说我帮请你看面包,
and I told them, I asked you to wash this loaf of bread, not to eat it.
他说, 对不起, 你面包给我的时候, 一直流口水，因为我两天没有吃东西。
He says, I'm really sorry, but when he gave me this loaf of bread, I kept salivating because I haven't eaten in 2 days.
他这样讲, 我讲不出话来。
But when he said this to me, I had nothing to say back to him.
但是我以后绝对不叫肚子饿的看面包。
But in the future, I learned not to let a hungry man watch after my loaf of bread.
所以穷了真的会变成没有志气, 会偷盗。
And so you'll lose your sense of dignity when you become too poor and you may resort to stealing.
这个是雅古尔的祷告。
This is the Agur's prayer.
我们常常也是这样祷告。
And we also pray in this way.
但是雅古尔另外一个祷告我们却很少祷告。
But we tend to neglect Agur's other prayer.
求主不要让我太富足。
Which is, Lord, please do not allow me to become too wealthy.
诸位有谁这样祷告？
Who has prayed in this way before?
求主不要让我太富足。
To ask the Lord not to let us become too wealthy.
为什么？
Why?
因为太富足, 那个富足会吃, 你没有办法去依靠神, 也是因为离开神。
Because the richer we get, the more wealthy we get, we begin to put our reliance not upon God anymore.
所以这个财主的无知就是他不知道他所积蓄的这一些, 到最后可能会造成他离开神。
And so this foolishness of this rich man was that he did not realize that all his wealth and possessions will become the stumbling block for him to rely on God.
他所积蓄这些可能会造成他的子孙离开神。
All these possessions and goods that he has stored up could cause his descendants to be separated from God.
因为人有需要的时候会依靠神。
Because when people are in need, they may turn to the Lord.
但是当你什么都有的时候, 你跪下来祷告, 求什么?
But when you have everything, when you kneel down and pray, what do you pray for?
所以可能造成下一代离开神。
So it may cause the next generation to fall and be separated from God.
所以有的人钱赚成很多, 子女的信仰全部都垮了。
And so some people have gained a lot of wealth, but all their sons and grandchildren do not have much faith anymore.
这个讲起来是很可怜的。
This is actually pretty tragic when you think about it.
所以这个我们看事情要从神的观点来看。
So we should take things from a divine perspective.
这样才是叫做智慧。
And this is true wisdom.
那我们没有全力投入去赚钱，不等于我们会饿着肚子。
And if we don't devote our entire totality into making money, that doesn't mean that we will starve.
神看顾飞鸟,
God looks after the birds in the air.
神会看顾我们,
God will watch after
神装饰百合花,
us. God has clothed the lilies of the field.
神装饰我们,
God will clothe us.
信仰的生活是信心的生活,
life of faith is a life that relies upon faith.
我们所依靠的是 又真又活的神,
and what our reliance is on the true and living God.
所以我们每一天都可以体会到神的恩典,
and so every day we can experience the grace of God.
我们每一天都可以赞美神,
every day we can shout praises to the Lord.
都可以感谢神,
we can thank him.
这是第二个财主的无知,
this is the second foolish thing that the Lord, in the rich man's thoughts.
第三个无知,
the third foolish thought.
我们看路加福音12章,
let's turn back to Luke 12. Luke 12, verse 13. Then one from the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide."
路加十二章十三节, 十五节,
verse 15. And he said to them, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses."
我们如果读中文很难了解，人的生命不在家道丰富什么意思？ 那读英文就很容易了解。
And it's hard for us, perhaps it's hard for us to understand in the Chinese version what this means, but it's very clear in the English language.
人的生命不在乎他拥有很多东西啊。
One's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses.
我们人都很注重我有什么。
We all place emphasis on what we possess.
所以我们看那个西西家王。
And so when we take a look at King Hezekiah,
西西家王得了很严重的病,
he encountered a very great disease.
他在神面前痛哭,
and he cried, he wept and cried before God.
求神纪念他过去所做的善,
and he asked God to remember all the good things that he has done in the past.
神延长他15年,
and God extended his life 15 more years.
那后来巴比伦王就差使者去见他,
and then Babylon sent a messenger to meet him.
那巴比伦王这个使者走了以后,
and when after this messenger departed,
神就叫以赛亚去见西西家,
and God sent Isaiah to meet King Hezekiah.
问他一个问题,
he asked him one question.
他们在你家看到什么?
What did they see in your house?
只有一个问题,
only that, he only posed that one question.
他们在你家看到什么?
What did they see in your house?
西西家说, 我把我家里面所有的财产把所有的兵器都给他看,
he said he laid out all of his possession, all the gold and all the wealth and, that he had for them to see.
神说, 你的日子完了,
and the prophet told him that your days are numbered.
所以这个人的生命哦, 不是在这个你拥有很多外在的东西,
and so our life does not consist of all the material possessions that we have.
这个不代表人的价值,
this doesn't indicate our value.
那这个财主所注重的是这种外在的享受,外在的拥有,
and what this foolish rich man focused on was what this physical material enjoyment.
那我们仔细看他的谈话里面,他没有顾虑到 灵性上的需要,
and if we see in his dialogue, he did not say anything that pertains to his spiritual life.
所以我们在启示录里面看到老底家教会,
and so in Revelation we see the Laodicea church.
富足了什么都不缺,
they are very wealthy and they lack nothing.
这个是外在的拥有,
and these are all material possessions.
但是从神的眼光来看,
but from the perspective of God,
是瞎眼的贫穷的可怜的赤身肉体,
they are blind, they are poor, they are naked.
所以今天我们在追求外在东西的拥有,
so today as we're pursuing material things,
不错,这是神的恩典,
and it is true that these may be the blessings from God.
但是当我们的追求大会影响我们对灵性的追求的时候,一定要有节制,
but when the pursuit of these material possessions become overcomes our pursuit of God, then we must control ourselves.
当我们对物质的追求会影响我们照顾我们下一代的信仰, 那个时候我们就要有一个节制。
When our pursuit of material possessions adversely impacts our faith in the way we raise our next generation, then we need to have self-control and moderation.
人若赚得全世界,
if a man gains the world,
赔上自己的生命,
but loses his soul,
有什么用处呢?
What is the point of that?
人还能够拿什么换生命呢?
What can you use in exchange for your life?
但是好多人呢, 即使没有赚到全世界, 他还是投进去。
But many people, even though they do not even gain a small piece of the world, they still devote their totality into it.
为着拥有更多。
For the hope that they can gain even more.
但是那个拥有都会过去的。
But all those possessions will all pass away.
可怜的是赔上生命。
The pitiful thing is that they have lost their soul.
可能身体很健康,
perhaps they may have a good, be in good health and live long. But they have lost their spiritual life.
那这是有什么用处呢?
And so what's the benefit in that?
所以这个财主的无知,
so this foolishness of the rich man.
就是他很在乎家道丰盛, 他并没有注重灵性上的需要。
That he placed great emphasis on material possessions, but did not heed the importance of spiritual life.
所以基督徒的价值观是不一样的。
So the value system of a Christian is different from this.
我们看,
let's take a look.
哥林多后书,
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第四章,
Second Corinthians 4.
第四章,
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
17节.
Chapter 4, verse 17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
18.
While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
这里说我们不是顾念所看得见的。
Here it says that we do not look at the things that are, that we do not look at the things which are seen.
这个就是地上的。
These are things of this world.
我们所看顾念不是这个地上,
but we look at the things that are not of this world.
其实我们是在戏台上演戏啊,
but we are but actors on the stage.
会下台的,
and one day we will exit off the stage.
我们所顾念是看不见的,
what we, the things that we look at are things that are not seen.
那是灵界的,
those are the spiritual things.
因为那才是永久的,
because those things are eternal.
但是这个财主对这个一无所知,
but this rich man had no an inkling of idea about this.
对灵性的需要都没有放在心里,
he placed no focus on his spiritual life.
所以啊, 叫做无知,
and that is why the Lord Jesus called him a fool.
我们再回头过来看,
let's turn back.
路加福音12章,
let's turn back to Luke 12.
21节,
Luke 12, verse 21.
凡为自己积财在神面前不富足,
so is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
问题不是积财,
the problem is not in laying up treasures.
问题是你为谁?
The problem is, who are you laying it up for?
这里说是为自己,
here it says, for himself.
那既然是为自己,
and since he's laying up treasures for himself,
在神面前就不富足,
then in the eyes of God, he is no longer rich.
下台以后就是不富足,
and after he exits the stage, he becomes a poor person.
那如果神赐给我们有财产,
and if God blesses us with material possessions,
我们也可能在神面前富足,
then we may also be rich toward God.
有一个少年的财主,
there was a young rich ruler. He wanted to have eternal life.
哦, 这个少年很特别,
and this young man was very special.
第一个他已经当官了,
first, he was already an official.
第二个,
and second of all, he was very wealthy.
第三个,
and third, he was very young.
这个三个都很好啊,
and these are three good attributes that he had.
年轻至少一个好处,
and being young, is the benefit is that at least he won't fall asleep during services.
所以你看这些聚会打瞌睡,
and so if you see those people falling asleep during services, show some compassion on them. Nobody wishes to come to church just to fall asleep.
你没有办法控制啊,
but you can't, sometimes you just can't help it.
不过能够安息也不错了,
But it may be a good side effect to have some kind of physical rest.
这个年轻,
it's good to be young.
年轻有很多的潜力,
you have a lot of potential.
你看年轻了, 睡了一觉起来, 哎, 精力充沛,
and so after you take a little nap, you're full of energy again.
年纪大, 躺下去睡不着, 起来一下打瞌睡,
and if you're an older person, then you may fall asleep, and you can't fall asleep, and you wake up and you fall asleep again.
第二个他是官啊,
but second of all, this rich young ruler was an official.
被尊重,
so he had a good status and he was respected.
他有钱,
and he also had money.
他想永生,
but he wanted eternal life.
这真的不错,
and these are all good things that he strove for.
主耶稣开出两个条件,
and Jesus gave him two conditions.
第一个诫命你是晓得的,
the first, you know the first commandment.
他也很有自信, 我从小就遵守,
he says, yes, I know this and I've been keeping it since my youth.
包括十条诫命,
including the Ten Commandments.
我都没有问题,
this is no problem.
主耶稣说,
And second, Jesus then said,
你要变卖所有, 分给穷人,
you must sell all that you have and distribute it to the poor.
然后你就有财宝在天上,
then you will store a treasure for yourself in heaven.
你说要得永生啊?
You say you want eternal life.
我现在教你一个方法,
and I will teach you a method that will make you rich in the future.
你要变卖所有,
you must sell all that you have and give it to the poor.
你就有财宝在天上,
you will lay treasures up for yourself in heaven.
这话不是讲得很清楚吗?
Aren't these words very clear?
那少年才就悠悠愁愁离开。
And so, in a sad manner, this young man left.
如果他真的照主耶稣这样讲,
if he truly followed what the Lord Jesus had told him,
他不但地上富足，他天上也富足。
Not only would he have been rich on this earth, but he would also have laid treasures up for himself in heaven.
如果真的让我们, 啊, 赚到钱,
so if God truly let us become wealthy,
我们一定要有智慧。
We must have wisdom
在来世也能够富足,
so that we may be wealthy in the next life.
把神给我们的钱用在跟神有关的事情上,
and put the wealth that God has blessed us with on the things of God.
用在爱神爱人的事情上,
put it upon things that show love towards God and our fellow neighbors.
我今天提过一个见证,
and I've mentioned the testimony before. One time I was reading the Chinese newspaper. It was a country with a thriving economy and many million billionaires.
那为什么我会去记着这个呢?
How come I remember these things?
因为下面一个副标题, 他们都没有行善的观念。
Because in the bottom there was a caption that said that they did not have the concept to be philanthropic.
过了不多久,
and so not long after,
那个中文报纸又刊出一条,
there was another article in the Chinese newspaper.
说美国最富有的人, 现在可能不是, 最富有的人,
it said that the richest man in America, which perhaps he's no longer the richest,
他用几百亿, tens of billions,
he used tens of billions of dollars
来做慈善机构,
To give it to charitable causes.
然后我就看到美国有好几个非常富有的人, 他都死了都把财产捐出来。
And I also saw many of the richest people in the world, after they died, they left a great sum of money to charity.
这个观念本身是好的。
These concepts are good.
但如果他们来信真耶稣教是更好。
But it would be even better if they come to believe in the true God.
这当然他得救有把握,
and so that they would have a full assurance of their salvation.
那我们真耶稣教会应该有很多的财主。
And then in true Jesus Church, there must be also some rich people.
所以真耶稣教会应该不缺乏钱。
And so this church does not lack money.
两个原因,
two reasons.
第一个,因为大家被神的恩典感动会献十一捐。
The first is that people are moved by God's love and will offer their tithe.
第二个,
the second,
真耶稣教的财主都是有智慧的。
And that rich people in the true Jesus church have wisdom.
有智慧就是要积财在天。
And when you have wisdom, you will learn, you will know to store your treasures up in heaven.
所以教会的圣工如果缺乏钱,
and so if there's any holy work that is lacking in funds,
就是里面缺乏有智慧的人。
That indicates that there's lacking wise people.
你赚十万年薪。 年薪十万。
If you make $100,000 a year,
这个一万太多了。 要奉献一万太多了。
Oh, and it might be a lot to offer a tithing of $10,000.
带在口袋, 你以为你一万就在口袋里面。 我们以为这个一万就稳稳抓住了。
And then we feel that we may have a firm grasp on this $10,000.
但是有时候口袋破一个洞啊。
But sometimes we may not realize that there is a hole in our pocket.
不止流走一万, 有时候流走九万。
And sometimes not only does $10,000 slip away from us, but perhaps even $90,000.
所以教会如果缺乏钱, 就是表示我们缺乏智慧。
And so if the church lacks money, that may indicate that we lack wisdom.
没有献十一捐。
That we do not tithe.
第二个就是财主缺乏智慧。
And the second is that the rich man lacked wisdom.
不懂得。
He did not know to lay up his treasures in heaven.
但是我相信我们每一个人都很有智慧。
But I believe that we are all wise people.
因为主的话就是我们的智慧。
For the Lord's words is wisdom for us.
我们这样去做, 人生就变成很有价值, 很有意义。
And if we follow according to his teachings, then life will be full of meaning.
人生是绝对可能活出很有价值, 很有意义的。
And we can absolutely live a life full of purpose and meaning.
但是我们需要智慧。
But we need wisdom.
唱诗,
let's sing him.
103首,
sing him 103.